Space Dominator. This is Tip Top, calling to talk about StarCraft Millennium and Blizzard Gaming Night. I first found StarCraft Millennium in 1998, and I came back a year or so later and started looking up strategies, got involved with the community, and just began to get really addicted to it. And I found the people there just really great and thought that you and Egelmar had really organized a great place, and I really appreciated that. And essentially, Blizzard Gaming Night came into that to the degree that I started getting involved in the gaming events that you were setting up. And that was a lot of fun, and your gaming events have had a big part of my StarCraft experience for the last 8 years, which I really appreciate because it's a very fun game. And I just want to say thanks and happy 10th anniversary.
The beginning of Blizzard Gaming Night, StarCraft Millennium, and Beat the Staff.
Life is what we make it, and the world is what we make it. The eyes of the cheerful and of the melancholy man are fixed upon the same creation, but very different are the aspects which it bears to them. This was said by Albert Pike, an American lawyer and historian back in 1809, and this particular quote was the quote that was listed as my favorite quote when StarCraft Millennium opened its doors back on November 8, 1998. StarCraft Millennium was the birthplace of Blizzard Gaming Night and is the most logical place to begin our journey through its history. StarCraft Millennium was created with the merger of two websites back in November, StarCraft Aerostation, a site that I worked on, and the StarCraft Archives, a site that my good friend Egelmar worked on. The two sites merged and formed StarCraft Millennium, which ultimately became the home for one of the best small news sites in the entire StarCraft community. We reported the news and had a ton of content for a small site, and we had a dedicated, tight-knit community. This is understandable, as in 1998, this was the year of the release of StarCraft, and soon after, in December of that same year, Brood Wars was released. It's interesting to remember back on the community at this point, as you have tons of websites each jockeying to find their own niche in the StarCraft community, very similar to the ones that are currently found today over at Team Liquid, StarCraft Legacy, and many other popular StarCraft sites. And it's also interesting to note that you're seeing that same sort of jockeying today for the setup of StarCraft II coming in the year ahead. However, in all of this jockeying, you had feuds throughout the community. In particular, a rather large one between StarCraft Legacy and StarCraft Org at the time. Again, sort of similar to what's going on now, as all of these larger sites are fighting to get you, the visitor's support. StarCraft Millennium, though, was built on the idea of being a tight-knit community, and I thought that the best way to harness this idea was the concept that ultimately became Blizzard Gaming Night, and this concept was Beat the Staff. It was an opportunity for the staff to mingle with the fans who helped to make the site that we worked so hard on, to thank them for their support, and also to make the community truly feel as if they knew who the people were running the website, which is something that is really underappreciated by many to this day. And ultimately, Blizzard Gaming Night was born on December 28th, 1998, just 10 days after the release of Brood Wars. It's an interesting thing to note that Blizzard Gaming Night was never hosted under just the basis of vanilla StarCraft, although don't get me wrong, we did play some vanilla StarCraft throughout the Blizzard Gaming Night days, which were of course known as Beat the Staff. The initial Beat the Staff event lasted 2 days, and the community ended up beating the staff 6-4 over the course of those 2 days in a competition where each match was simply worth 1 point. In addition to the fact that we had developed ties within our own community, we also made ties with other smaller websites in the StarCraft community through this event. We held series between different major sites at the time, such as StarShack, who was known for some in-depth strategies, Brood War Dynasty, another site that was known for its in-depth strategies, but primarily it focused on strategies based on units. Just imagine a 32-page guide on the use of a Hydralisk. They had it. InTechBase was another major site that we had a series with back then. Of course, looking back on those days, you do have to realize that we were also so young and so damn cocky. It's also kind of understandable when I look at the age of that particular post. 14. And looking back at that other same post, I see that my favorite race was Terran, and that my favorite map was Orbital Relay. by the way, a good map to this day. Then you look at the rest of the staff, and you see as their favorite map, Big Game Hunters, Big Game Hunters, and of course, Big Game Hunters. Yeah, exactly. This event began as a competition between the staff and the community of people who love to play games on Big Game Hunters. Just think about how far we've come from that point. Being as naive as we were at the time, I also wrote up a constitution of how Beat the Staff was supposed to work and how it specifically was supposed to happen. Then again, as many also know, that I was always one of those people that tried to find a way to overcomplicate things when really they didn't need to be overcomplicated. Now, of course, StarCraft Millennium is sadly just a shell of its former self. However, a small, tight-knit group of people have kept the StarCraft Millennium name alive, and the forums to this day are still quite active. People such as Deep Blue, TipTup, Dava, Dragon Extreme, Nebulon, Zora, and even Stained are keeping the discussions alive and are keeping the StarCraft Millennium spirit alive. To this day, I have fond memories of the past from StarCraft Millennium, and in a lot of ways, despite all of the games that were disconnected by a phone call destroying my modem connection to Battle.net, I'm sure we've all had that moment before, and to all of the middle school testosterone that made the channel an interesting place, the essence of the event was formed. It was about creating a friendly place that was accessible to all, and a place where anyone would be welcome and would be appreciated for the uniqueness that they brought to the collective whole. The current StarCraft Millennium group is doing that to this day, and despite all of the efforts that we did in the past to get StarCraft Millennium out of its waterfall, just perhaps there wasn't a waterfall to get out of. It's always about the people, and the people at StarCraft Millennium are truly top-of-the-line, great people. I tried to get Aglemar to interview for us to talk a bit more about StarCraft Millennium, but I don't think a lot of you can really truly comprehend the great work and how busy this particular gentleman has been for his work that he's done out in Google out in San Francisco. Many of you have probably also heard of Google Chrome, Google's web browser. Well, Aglemar was one of the product managers with Google's security team on that particular project, and there's nothing like going to YouTube and finding a 42-minute video of him doing a lecture out at a function for Google out in Munich, Germany, where he's talking about his role in Google, and in particular, Google Chrome. And it's just amazing to think of how he's gone from playing on Blizzard, well, on playing Big Game Hunters, that is, worrying about how his carriers were going to be destroyed, cycling through them constantly whenever the shields were down on them, and being put nearly to tears when the carriers disintegrated in front of his eyes, to now doing such great things at such a great company that treats its people very well. Of course, I also do know of his real character, and his dedication that he puts into anything that he works on, and I also know of his heart from my experiences of going through school with him. And really, you have to understand that StarCraft Millennium was led by such a great person, and ultimately StarCraft Millennium should be proud to have him as their as their leader. Here is to you, StarCraft Millennium. Just because you weren't spelled correctly, and yes, that was a huge saga that we had way back when Aglemar accidentally bought the Millennium domain name with one N instead of two N's. I know, a travesty to this day, although we did get it fixed. And just because you weren't spelled correctly years ago, thanks for providing Blizzard Gaming Night the great start that has helped to make this event great and has helped to establish the key elements that make this event, one, memorable for a lot of people around the StarCraft community.
Your home's security is an important issue, and one that can't be swept under the rug.
No!
If you want your home to be safe, install a Cranky Old Man today.
I'm old! Gimme!
Cranky Old Man alerts the police and fire departments in case of an emergency, and even keeps away animals and children from your precious lawn with its raucous, half-intelligible alarm system.
Oh no! We're all doomed!
Install a Cranky Old Man today. It's one senior you won't regret having around the house.
Yeah.